Hey guys, this is Brian with September 316. Thank you for joining my September 316 Daily Motivational Podcast. And also, I wanted to thank you for supporting me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thank you for liking, sharing, and commenting. I appreciate it very, very much. Now, today I wanted to talk to you about creating enticing goals. What do I mean by that? Okay, let's just imagine that you're in front of a desk right now. You have a pen, you have a piece of paper, you sit down in front of that desk, and you decide that today you're going to write down all of the goals that would make you feel happy in life from now until you die. And you're not going to stop until you feel like you've written everything down. So, you begin to number the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you keep going all the way down the page, and then you stop, and then you're like, okay, let's start this. So you begin writing down each goal, writing it down. After like a minute goes by, you get down the whole page, but you still have more. So you flip the page over, and then you number down the back. And you write everything that you have, and you don't discriminate. You know, you decide, hey, I'm gonna write down big goals, small goals, goals I want now, goals I want in the future, goals I want in the far future, goals that scare the hell out of you. You know, you write down every single thing that you could possibly think that's gonna make you happy moving forward. All right, so you finally get complete with your list. Now, what happens is you say, okay, so I need to make sure that I'm not going to forget this thing. I need to make sure that this is always going to be on my mind. So you take your phone and you take a snapshot of the list that you just made, and then you put it on your wallpaper. Because you're always looking at your phone anyway, so yeah, why not, right? All right. And you're proud of that. And you're like, okay, what goal am I going to attack right now? And you pick one. And that goal is buy a house. You wrote down, buy a house. Now, you decide to figure out how to do that and everything. And, you know, you go through the motions of getting a house, buying a house. And it becomes stressful. You know, you look for a house, and first you need to be able to have a down payment for that house, right? So you have to have a bunch of money saved up. So that's the first option. Then you have to find a house. And when you find a house, you have to go through a lot of times a bunch of houses in order to find the right house for you that's going to make sense for your finances. And the list really goes on and on. You got a lot of stuff to do. You know, you're working. You know, maybe you have kids. You're taking care of the kids at the same time. So what winds up happening is you wind up kind of getting discouraged. You wind up getting like, oh, man, I just wanted to buy a house. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to buy a house. That's what I wanted. But the problem is, and which is what I want to talk to you about, is the way you set your goal, not what you did, but the way you set your goal. What you did was fine. But what I want to talk to you about is to create an enticing goal for yourself. A goal that you can basically taste. A goal that you can feel, touch, that's real to you, that's personal, that's personable. That's personal. You know, a goal that you really feel like, okay, I can do this. And this is why I want this. You got to know what your why is in order to stay motivated and encouraged. You have to also look at your goals all the time. So you did a lot that's right, but you know, human emotion goes up, down, left, and right. It's like a roller coaster. One day you're motivated, you know, the next day you don't feel like getting out of bed. And we'll have other podcasts to help you get out of that as well. But the grand scheme of things, or you want to make it as easy as possible for you to understand and to be able to utilize your actual feeling. And what do I mean by that? This goal has to be real to you. It has to be enticing. You have to be able to see it, to feel it, to touch it, to taste it. Like, it has to be on the tip of your tongue. It has to be ingrained into your mind. You know, that's why vision boards are so effective. Because when you create a vision board of the things that you really, really desire, and you see them every morning, it's a lot easier to stay motivated because you're starting the day off with that. You're starting the day off with a vision board right in your face and saying, this is what I'm working for. This is what I want. And then you don't stop until you get that. That's why it's so effective. What's also effective is if maybe you're not a arts and crafts type of person, or maybe you are, maybe you have a vision board already and it's working well for you, but you just want to have that extra, the extra motivation for when times get rough, because everybody knows that's hard. That's a hard position to be in. You know, like, let's say you wanted to buy a plane. Instead of saying, I would like to buy a plane, and then actually going through the process and having to pay, you know, for the insurance, having to pay for inspections, having to pay a bunch of money for the plane, you know, and just focusing on the negative aspects of buying a plane. Maybe you say, hey, I want to own a plane that has leather interior and has my name engraved into the seat. I want to be able to go up to the cockpit and have a chat with the pilot. I want to be able to scream bomb on a plane as loud as I possibly can and not get arrested. You know, that's more of a thought, a goal that you can write down. That's like, oh, okay, I see what I want. I want luxury. I want freedom. I want something that's nice to have because I deserved it because I worked hard. But I want something that nobody else can do, but I have it. Because I worked for it. You know, I want to be able to go to different countries at a moment's notice. I want to be able to travel. You know, all those goals are things that you can write down. But instead of, I want a plane, that's more substance. You can actually feel it. Now, remember, every goal that you write down, it needs to have a deadline. Because then it's just a dream. Like, you need to have a deadline with all of your goals. So don't just write down, I want to buy a plane. I want to buy a house. Don't just write that down. Say, by this time. Create a deadline for yourself. And you do that, then you know how much time it's going to take to be able to get there. You know how much work you need to put in. Now, the other problem is a lot of people underestimate how much effort it's going to take to be able to reach your goal. So I was reading this this book from Grant Cardone called 10X. And he talks about this also. And he says, if you're going to underestimate and underwork, then you're not going to achieve your goals in time, which obviously makes sense. So the amount of effort that you put in should be 10 times what you expect to put in. All right. So say in order to buy your dream house, or your just a house that you wanted to buy, you needed $50,000 down and you have $10,000 down, and you figure the other $40,000 will come in 2 years if you make an extra whatever a month. Like, let's say, I don't know, still out a number, an extra $1,000 a month. All right. Now, instead of saying, I'm going to make an extra $1,000 a month by putting in this amount of work, because what'll happen is you're like, okay, I need to get $1,000, and then you only get to like $800. Instead of saying that, find a way to 10 times that. And, you know, instead of $1,000 a month, you try to find a way to make $10,000 a month. So you're putting in a lot more effort. Like an insane amount of effort. And then if you're short on that goal, obviously you're far further ahead than where you wanted to be in the first place. So to hear more about this theory, I would recommend to go to Audible and download 10X by Grant Cardone. It's a very good book. I'd highly recommend it. Also, I'm going to be coming out with an ebook as well, and I'm going to have that be completely free, so you guys don't have to pay for that. You'll be able to go on to September316.com and download that. And that's going to be out by the end of February. So, again, thank you guys for supporting my channel. Thank you for listening. And until next time.